This episode's brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is absolutely the best place to play fantasy sports, including best ball, daily drafts, and pick 'em. Start drafting in minutes for a shot at big cash. Sign up and make sure to use the promo code DNA, and as a first-time depositor, Underdog will match your first deposit up to $100 with the DNA promo code. So what are you waiting for? Join Underdog Fantasy. Trust me, it's in our DNA. And now, on to the newest episode of Dynasty DNA. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the Dynasty DNA Fantasy Football Podcast, where we talk Dynasty Fantasy Football, Fantasy Rankings, and everything NFL. Join us and dominate your Dynasty League. It's in your DNA. And here's your host, TJ Blake.
Welcome back, DNA Strand crew, to another episode of the Dynasty DNA Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, TJ Blake. You can find me on Twitter at FFTJBlakeDNA. And as always, we're joined by our show architect and co-host, the A-Train, Andy Blake. You can find him over on Twitter at FFA-TrainDNA. How you doing today, Ian?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. And next up, we got the producer and co-host, Ty Blake. You can find him on Twitter at DynastyDNA. Ty, how you doing today, Ty?
How's it going?
Doing good. And last but not least, it's the guy that everyone's saying is going to be watching more than Mel Kiper tomorrow night on the live NFL draft show. It's Muscles Ryan Mayle. You know, I've been getting a lot of people saying, you know, we're going to watch ESPN. We're not going to watch the NFL Network. We're going to watch you guys just because Muscles is there.
They just want to see my Drew Lock jersey.
Are you busting that bad boy out again?
Oh, he's teasing it.
Oh, no. I don't have a Lock jersey. I wish I did, though.
What one did you wear last
Clinton
year?
Portis.
Oh, it's Clinton Portis.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bust out an old school jersey. We all got to bust out old school jerseys for this.
That's it. You never know with Mus. He's full of surprises.
Yeah, I might have another one.
Mine might smell like mildew because it's been in the attic for years.
But. Yeah.
That being said, guys, the NFL draft will be tomorrow night. We're kicking this bad boy off the first round. Cannot wait for it. I know I'm excited. I know we're all excited. This is the moment we wait for all offseason, really, when we talk about all these prospects and players. I mean, there's so much going on. There's so much at stake. And, you know, this draft is so hyped, this rookie draft. Man, it's just going to be so interesting and cool to see where these guys finally end up.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. But make sure you check out the live NFL draft show over here at Dynasty DNA. We got so many great guests coming on. I mean, you cannot wait for that. We're going to be covering the first round. We're going to be covering day two. We're going to even try to cover day three if we can. So we're going to be there, try to be there every step of the way and give you our live reactions on that. Cannot wait for that. We're going to be live on Twitter, live on YouTube, live on Facebook. And, of course, if you're in the Dynasty DNA Discord, I mean, you're going to have to hop over there. We'll share the link over there. Of course, we'll share it on Twitter. Check that out, guys. We'd love to have you. We can't wait for it. That's one of our favorite shows of the year. Also want to bring up the Dynasty DNA Discord. This thing is just rolling right now. It's up to like 230 people and talking trades, player values, all that kind of great stuff, and NFL draft talk. I mean, I know tomorrow night it's going to be exploding. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait for that. I mean, it's just going to be exciting. And it's just a great place to meet new friends and conversate with great fantasy football minds, guys. I mean, it's a really, really nice place, and it's really, if you're a football fan, and even other sports, we talk hockey, we talk basketball, NASCAR, Muscles and Sterling got that held down over there. It's a great place for that. So, and we all miss football during the off season, so it's a nice place to just talk some football. So if you want to join that Discord, go over to our Twitter, at DynastyDNA_, and the link's right there in the description. Love to have you. It's free. And just come over and join. I mean, it's a great place. We'd love to meet new friends. We'd love to have you. But here we go. This is our last show before the NFL draft. And we figured, you know what? Let's play a little game of draft or pass. So what we're going to do is we're going to give some hypothetical landing spots here one last time for these guys. We're going to go down through the rounds and see, you know, if these guys landed here, how you all would feel about it in a draft or pass situation. We're just going to go with the standard super flex PPR league style scoring, you know, so keep that in mind. But see what you guys think of these landing spots. And we're going to start it right off here. I'm going to go over to Mus first on this one. We're going to give him the first overall pick, Mus. Okay, Caleb Williams, the 101 to Chicago. It's going to happen. Draft or pass?
I think you have to draft him at the 101.
Yeah.
I think it's almost a slam dunk.
Yeah, me too. And I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this offense operates. I mean, we kind of know that this is set in stone. Some of these other ones, they ain't set in stone, but this one's set in stone.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this offense operates. I know on Fantasy Feud we talked about, could he replicate a season kind of similar how C.J. Stroud did in this offense? And how do you feel about Caleb Williams here?
I mean, he goes into a situation where it's probably one of the best that I can remember as a 101. You know, going to Chicago where they just got Keenan Allen. They have DJ Moore. I mean, you could go back and say, well, Joe Burrow had Ja'Marr Chase. Well, you got to remember, Joe Burrow also had a torn ACL. Like, he got his knee all messed up. So, well,
Joe Burrow didn't have Ja'Marr Chase to begin with
either. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, the line wasn't really that good. Like, right. This is something where they've actually kind of put a little bit of capital into the line. Like, he has a good defense. They go out, they get DeAndre Swift, who, yeah, maybe not the best back in the league, but a damn good one.
Yeah.
And somebody that's going to help that run game. And they, I mean, we all like Roshan. Like, Roshan's a decent number two guy. Even Khalil Herbert's been okay. Cole Kmet's solid. So you just look all around Caleb, man. Like, the chances to, I hate to say, like, to be CJ Stroud, like, his rookie year, I think he has a chance to do that and exceed, because he can run the ball pretty damn good, too.
Yeah.
So this is a smash spot for Caleb, man. Your super flex drafts, he's easily my 101. He's going to be the 1-1 here in Chicago, unless some kind of miracle where somebody pays, like, clean to 2040 for first-round picks.
Right.
Okay, so what would you guys do if you're Chicago? Are you drafting Caleb, or do you just – what if somebody overpays? Is there any way that you would trade that pick being in the NFL? Like, I feel like they are a quarterback away, but – I mean, it's sometimes the optimal move, though, is to move back down and find value.
Yeah, I mean, if they can get somebody to completely overpay, what, you know, I'm all about that.
What if it was like a Carolina overpay? Like,
no, it'd have to be more.
It'd have to be more. Yeah. I agree with that too. But, like, I'm just saying, there are teams out there that might, you know, give up a crazy amount.
There are teams good enough too where it almost have to be like a for example, like Justin Herbert and then the 1-5, maybe. Yeah. Like, I would maybe think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that could that happen. Like,
yeah, never know.
Yeah.
It's possible. And, like, for me, as far as, like, first-round capital, I'd at least want 4, if not 5. You know what I mean, first?
Because, now this is hockey, this is different, but remember when Sid was in the draft and they were offered, what, like, every pick?
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, no.
Yeah, so, every pick in the draft plus players.
Yeah, plus players and
but yeah,
and
like other if stuff. The Vikings, like, they got 2 firsts this year, if they gave up their 2 firsts in 2025 and 2026.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You have to almost think about that.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying. Like, yeah, I think it's a smash spot. Yes, I think it's going to happen. I'm sure, you know, DraftKings odds are huge in favor of it, but is there any way you'd throw $5 on it and just say that?
Yeah. Like, try to get rich quick.
I've seen crazy stuff happen, man.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
And I want to make this point about Caleb Williams, too, because we've seen a lot of this on Twitter and the Discord. Like, there's people saying, like, I would draft Marvin Harrison in a Superflex league. No way. No way. Like, I love Marvin Harrison, but, like, if you don't want to take Caleb Williams,
you trade out.
You trade out.
Yep. Yeah.
Even if it's 1-2 and get something
else. I agree with that. Because, I mean, I will say I think the 3 best prospects in this class are the receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we listened to the Audible and that's what they said, and I kind of agree. Like, yeah. I think they are the safest.
And it's like, I get it. Like, it's fun. Like, Marvin Harrison's like a sexy pick. Like, you love looking at that, and, like, you know, you get excited about it. And, like, it's just from, like, a dynasty, like, trying to put your team in the best position to win. Like, it's fine if you don't want to take Caleb, but you got to get a fair trade if you're moving out of that.
And spot. I love Caleb. If he was in even like Justin Fields' situation from last year, I still think he'd be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's that good.
Me too. And, you know, I think we can all agree. I mean, I'm not even asked. We're all going to draft him at 1-1.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that's a slam dunk. But I wanted to bring up, like, what we expect from him in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And just to keep that in mind, to tell everyone out there, hey, if you're in a Superflex league, this has to be the pick or you have to trade out.
And don't even, you know, we'll go over, you know, some of these other picks, but, like, what if they take a Dunze at 9? Like, they easily could.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we'll see what we have for our little draft thing here, but I'm just saying, like, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the stock goes even up more. Like, yeah, it might suck for Adunze. He's behind two really good receivers for at least a year, but, like, that's another young guy you're bringing in.
Yep. Yep, for sure. And we're going to go over to the next pick. Ty, I'm coming to you on this one. The 102, Washington is going to take Jaden Daniels here. If you need a quarterback, super flex league, are you going to draft or pass?
I wonder.
I'd pass.
And that's just because you guys know I've already declared my love for Drake May. So I love Drake May. I feel wherever he goes, I'm going to go with pick two. I just have all the faith in the world in him. Probably not the best decision fantasy-wise, but I just have a lot of belief in Drake May. Hopefully don't come back and bite me. But Jaden Daniels is a guy for me. Just reminds me a lot of Justin Fields. I know a lot of people like him, and that is their opinion, but just – he's a more reckless Justin Fields to me. Like, he makes more mistakes than a guy like Justin Fields. And I'm just not a believer. So now,
would you take Marvin Harrison Jr. over?
Over Jaden Daniels.
And Drake May?
Oh.
It's year 1-2.
Is he year 1-2?
Drake May? Yeah.
No. Marvin Harrison Jr.
No.
No?
No. You'd take Drake.
I'd take Drake May.
And I think that's sticking, like, with our philosophy on quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Like, if these guys all go, it's going to be... I mean, it's going to change a lot in this draft.
And to clarify any confusion, like, we're kind of like mixing in, you know, 1-2, we have him going in the draft, and also 1-2 in a super flex.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of what we're saying.
Yeah.
To mix any confusion. But yeah, I see, for me, this is where it gets dicey. I love Jaden Daniels. I mean, that's, I've said it before. I like this landing spot a lot. I really feel like, you know, this whole new ownership regime for Washington's kind of turning the page.
Yeah.
He's going to go in there with Terry McLaurin. They could easily draft somebody else. I think my biggest scare for Jaden Daniels, and this is something that I haven't talked about, is he kind of acts like Cam Newton at times, where he'll try to bulldoze linebackers and bigger guys.
Yeah.
And I am afraid he's going to get hurt. So is he, like, you kind of compare him to Fields. I almost compare him to RG3.
No, that's a good one.
Kind of the same scenario where RG3, his rookie year, like, who wouldn't give up what, you know, whatever.
Right.
If you remember RG3, like, to our younger audience, that like, dude, he was a real freaking deal.
Yeah. His rookie year, he set the world on fire.
Yeah,
he was like the CJ Stroud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But is this a move where if you have Jaden Daniels and you do this move, do you move on from him the next year?
Yeah. Cash out and get the maximum.
Because I am afraid of injuries with him. Like, RG3's where he took beating. Like, he took a big-time beating. So if I'm the coach here with Washington, I'm saying, dude, I want you to play your game, but I also don't want you to take these big hits.
Yeah, and I think I would draft Jaden Daniels as well, just with that mind, like, in hopes that if he does have one of them seasons to where he just goes off, you could just get a haul.
And this is where my argument is, like, I'm okay taking Marvin Harrison here, I think.
Yes, yeah, I think that's where I am, depending on where Harrison goes.
Yeah.
I think I might just take the safe route.
I think either way, it's okay.
Yeah,
and usually,
I do too.
Yeah. Usually that's not something that I'm like, oh, yeah, you take the quarterback.
You're splitting hairs.
But, dude, like, we'll get to Marvin Harrison, but, like, oh, my God, he's so good.
People were very spoiled this year, especially in that top five. Man,
yeah.
So many good players.
And unfortunately, probably, let's say one will bust, possibly two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's every year. Like, yes, you're spoiled, but, like, you got to find him landmines.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
I think you hit it on the head, though, with Daniels. Like, I would really keep that in mind. If you draft him and he has one of them monster years, I mean, if you could get a haul for this guy, I mean, that you might be able to really hit a nice lottery ticket. And it's just like stocks, cash out at the right time.
Yeah.
And he could very well continue the success in. You know, I always sit there and think, like, with RG3, what could he have been?
Right.
Like, if he's one of them players, like, man, like, if he wasn't hurt, what could he have been? I think he could have been special.
Yeah.
Right, right. And it's all about consistency, right? Like, if you have a Patrick Mahomes, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, you trade him, you know what you're trading away. Mm-hmm. But, like, with a Jaden Daniels, with a Justin Fields, you know, and we kind of even seen it with Jalen Hurts last year. Look how much he regressed, and, like, now his value kind of went down. I mean, like, he was through the roof last year. People were putting him up there maybe as the quarterback one.
Yeah.
We weren't, but a lot of people in the community were saying that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you ride the roller coaster, sometimes it might bite you.
I think what's weird about Hurts is, too, he was very undervalued, and we undervalued him, and then he took off, so then he became a bit of an overvalue. I think right now is about where he should be.
Right. Kind of come back down to
play. Yeah, he kind of came to where, like, he's still, in my eyes, a top five quarterback, but he's not top one. He's not one. He's not three.
Right.
I think he's five, six.
It'll be interesting to see what Washington does. I think that this is going to happen. I think these first two picks are pretty, you know, set in stone. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
But I think this is what's going to go down. But we're going to come over here to me. We have a trade.
Yeah.
At the 103 here, we have New England trading this pick to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota comes up and drafts Drake May here at 103. I know Ty loves it. I will say this. If he goes to Minnesota, man, I definitely would draft him because I like Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
I mean, I trust Kevin O'Connell. They do have Sam Darnold there. So, I mean, they don't got to force him to play right away.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison company. I mean, TJ Hawkinson. I mean, I know he's hurt but when he comes back. And I think that's the big thing here with Drake May, right? I think if I'm the Vikings, I just try to be as bad as I can be this year. You draft this kid, you keep developing with Kevin O'Connell, let Sam Darnold play.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have TJ Hawkinson who's out. Next year when he comes back, then you'll give Drake May his full complement of weapons, and you might get a higher pick next year, next year's draft. Mm-hmm. Because with these two first, I think they can pay these 2 years first and move up and probably not have to sacrifice their 25 first.
Yeah.
So this kind of works out nice for Minnesota. Or did they trade their 25 first? I can't remember.
But it
don't matter. It don't matter.
Houston made a deal. I don't know.
I can't remember either. But even if they have their 25 first, that'd be great for Drake May. But all signs point that this, like, to me, for Drake May, if you're a Drake May standard bearer like Ty, and I do, he's my second quarterback. I like him too. But if he lands here in Minnesota, this is probably your best scenario for Drake May.
Yeah.
So I like this to Minnesota. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, Drake May is somebody who I said he's my number three guy. I've seen some inconsistencies. I think this would be a good spot where, like you said, I like that. Start Darnold out. I mean, I would probably want to see what I have in May, you know, towards the end of the year and just kind of see. But you can also, you know, get TJ Hawkinson back on the field. It really seems like Minnesota really wants May, and I know a lot of people say McCarthy, but it does seem like May. Moss, you brought that up with there was a podcast about that too.
Yeah.
That they kind of have some inside information. Like it's not necessarily McCarthy; it's May.
Yeah, is McCown or something? Wasn't he his high school coach or
might have been? I don't know.
Something they go back to high school somehow. Yeah, I don't remember how.
That's something you could bring into the equation here. Does these two first rounds, is that enough to move up to number three? Like, I think that's something else, too. It's weird, because usually these trades happen by now.
Yeah.
And it hasn't, so.
It's either.
What's New England want?
Right.
Is New England going to stay there at three and take May? Would they take Marvin Harrison? Like, this is where it gets real dicey, so.
Yeah, and I like this. I mean, I think if it don't happen with New England, I mean, maybe New England takes Harrison. I mean, there's different scenarios.
Yeah, I think the first two picks are kind of really set. I think three is where everything's going to get crazy.
Right.
So I think that's where your draft, this 24 draft, man, it's going to get fun and crazy. But, yeah, I love this spot for Drake May.
Yeah. So, actually, Minnesota should have their first rounder next year. They traded the Texans their pick number 42, 188, and a second rounder next year.
Yeah, next year.
So they should have it. But, I mean, I know Ann's on board with Drake May at Minnesota. He'd feel comfortable drafting him in a certain scenario.
And I still think he would be my quarterback three.
Right.
Yeah. Even at Minnesota.
Right. Yeah, you'd still comfortable take him in the top five.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I would.
In a rookie draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're saying if you're in the right scenario, you would draft Drake May. Given like where you were at on the draft board. Whatever. Yeah. Moss, how do you feel? Would you do the same if he landed in Minnesota?
Yeah, I think I'd, like I said, I mean, we'll probably get to him, but I think I'd still take Marvin Harrison Jr. over him, but he is definitely probably a top four or five pick.
Yeah.
If you're quarterback needy, I'll say this, though, man, it would be tough because both of these guys, Daniels, May, they have ceilings, and you know, like if it were to hit, and I know what you're saying, like you're taking a big gamble.
Yeah.
Because we know what Marvin Harrison is.
Right.
But, I mean, it would be tough for me. It would be really tough. I think I would take the quarterbacks just because, like, if it goes well, that's going to set you up in a such a nice position.
And it's just going to end up so, like, obviously we're going to do Marvin Harrison next, and I guess we can kind of talk about what we would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Musk says he would draft Drake May in a certain scenario here. Ty, I know, is definitely drafting Drake May. But we're going to go over to the next one here, and Ann, we're coming to you. This one's going to be the one you just talked about. Marvin Harrison getting picked here at number 4 by the Arizona Cardinals. Draft or pass?
I would love it. Yeah. Love it. So, like, this is where it gets interesting because he's with the Cardinals. He's with Kyler Murray. So how high do you take him? And I think I'd still take him over May and possibly Daniels. I think that's where it gets dicey. And I can't fault anybody for not just historically, by the data, by the stats, one of these guys are going to bust. One of these quarterbacks are going to bust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is it? I think that's where I'm playing the numbers games, where I'm like, okay, I feel really good about Marvin Harrison here. If I need a receiver, I think I'm fine at 1-2. I will not do 1-1, but I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
I think I'm fine with Jaden. And I think out of your specifics, like if you need another quarterback, I think I would take Daniels. But if you don't, I think I'm fine taking Harrison at 2.
That's where I am too. Like if you're absolutely quarterback needy, I think you almost have to take, like Daniels or May.
Play the lottery ticket.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's like one of those you can skate by, I'd rather just take
even May too. Like even if you're very quarterback, that's where it
gets. I think
because I do love him in Minnesota. Like this is a great spot.
Yeah,
it's like the wish list.
It's something like because we know Ty would now.
Right
now, Jaden Daniels, would take Harrison?
I'd take Harrison over Jaden Daniels.
Okay,
yeah.
It's kind of like flip flop, on that end with Ty, and but. I think if you're quarterback needy, though, and I'm not wild about Jaden Daniels, I think he's all right, but it's like, to me, it's like, I don't know. I just would rather, because you always say this, and if they hit,
yeah.
I mean, you're getting probably Marvin Harrison plus.
I know.
And that's the big risk. I mean, you're taking a risk, no doubt about it. But, I mean, you know how it is in super flex leagues. You all know how it is.
Right.
If you don't have any quarterbacks, the claw to the top, it takes a long time. Like, a rebuild in a one quarterback league don't take as long. But a rebuild in a super flex league can take a while.
But if Harrison, Harrison, like we've all said, probably should hit like a 95% hit rate. And you're going to get, like, if you really need a quarterback, I'd flip him for a quarterback at that point. A quarterback that you know is proven.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. So, like.
Oh, I would do that if I could do it.
I think this draft has the you kind of break the rule.
Yeah.
Because. Like you said, the chances of Marvin hitting and being so good, you could move him for Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Or somebody like that.
Jordan Love.
Love, yeah.
Like
guys that are good.
Right.
That, like, you might take a little bit of loss on the trade because Marv could be very, very good.
Yeah.
But, like I just don't know. The chances of all these guys scoring, I don't even want to say scoring, but, like, okay, Justin Jefferson, probably his ADP is, 108, 109 in Superflex most of the time.
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah. The chances of, Marv could be that, would all three of these guys be over that? I think that's where I'm at. I'm like.
Right.
It's a
balancing act.
It is. But they very well could be. I just,
right.
I'm just trying to play the numbers game where I'm like,
And two, maybe you're talking to someone that has 104 and you have 102. If someone really wants to come up and get Harrison, maybe you can make a nice trade.
Yeah, and then you can still get one of them guys. Yeah, and get assets. It's just, I think this is a 1 year where, like, I would break the rule of drafting quarterbacks over receivers. Like, because last year's rule, that was why you didn't take Bijan Robinson 1-1.
Oh, you'd be sick.
Yeah.
Right.
Even now, people will probably still value Anthony Richardson and definitely C.J. Stroud over a guy like Bijan.
Yep. And you see it as Bryce Young struggles. He's still going for 112.
I was going to say Bryce Young might even be semi-close to Bijan.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still going for 112. So,
yeah, he's going for a late first.
I mean, as bad as he struggled, that's something. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. Marvin Harrison, he is the guy that, to me, is like one of the most special prospects I've ever seen.
I think where it could get very interesting, and then we'll move on here, is if Marvin goes to New England, and then you get these quarterbacks, You get Caleb to Chicago, Jaden to Washington, and Drake May to Minnesota. And Marv goes to New England, and people were kind of down. Yeah. I think that's where
it could get dicey.
Yeah, and would you guys flip-flop? Because there's where I'm like, okay, maybe I do take Drake May ahead of him now.
Now 100% I'd take Daniels over him.
Yeah, 100% me too.
Every time, no matter what. And May, probably depending on my team.
Exactly. That's where it can kind of flip-flop. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. But that's something to watch, guys. Marvin Harrison, like I said, one of the most special prospects we've ever seen. Hope it works out for him, man. Like, I'd love good to see,
with McCord.
Yeah. I'd love to see him go to Arizona or this next team.
Yeah. Going
to go over here to Mus. Mus, they didn't get Marv, but they got the runner-up. We're coming to you. Pick five, the Chargers end up taking Malik Nabers here at pick five. Would you draft or pass?
No, I think you got to draft him. I mean, this is just a juicy situation. I mean, you're tied with Herbert, supposedly.
You're tied with Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
No, don't say Herbert. God.
Well, or Justin Herbert. Right?
It is. It
is. I was like, wait.
Inside joke.
But I was like, supposedly, because, I mean, maybe, you know, supposedly, according to Antonio Brown, he could get dealt. But, I mean, just being tied with Herbert and Harbaugh and –
I think this would be one of the most exciting picks of the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, if it happens, because we know so many people are hyping up Nabers to the point where they're even putting them over Marv. Now, we all haven't really done that.
No.
But, I mean, really, though, like, you look at this. Okay, I'm going to ask you this. I'd say we all would draft Malik Nabers going to the Chargers.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Okay, Marv goes to Arizona. He goes to the Chargers. Both really good landing spots. I mean, would that move the needle at all anymore? Or is it just going to stay right where we had it?
Stay right where we had it. I think what would get dicey is, again, if Marv goes to New England and he goes to the Chargers.
Yeah.
I think it flip-flops at that point.
Yeah, I think it does too. But I don't know if you could get extra.
And I know, and you said this about the Chargers. You know, everyone has them mocked taking a lineman. I don't think it's set in stone that they do that. I think that they probably should, but you got to remember, man, what's the most important position on the offensive line? The left tackle.
Yep.
They already have an all-star there.
Yep. I mean, I love Slater, man. He's good. And then everybody says they want to run the ball. Well, you can get a very good guard in the early second round.
Yeah.
And that's where they're drafting. Now, I'm not saying like Joe Alt's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Just my thinking is like, okay, they already have their tackle. You need a receiver. I mean, Josh Palmer's right now is your number one. Quentin Johnston, maybe a number two.
I think I got to look at their depth chart. I might have him at four, depending on who's there in front of him.
So, like, I don't think it's set in stone. And they're obviously a possible trade back team. I mean, Fulonga, they could still get a tackle later on and another good receiver. Because that is something, too. This class has a lot of depth, a lot of really good receivers later on, too.
But one thing we got to remember with this draft, pick 3 to 5, that's where you go to watch the trade up coming. Someone's going to do it, whether it's New England, Arizona, or the Chargers. I'm almost sure of it. In this draft, we have New England making that deal with Minnesota. But I'm like you. I don't think it's set in stone the Chargers take a lineman. I could see them taking one of these guys if they fall into their lap. I mean, it would be exciting. Malik Nabers with the Chargers would be great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good one for sure. Now we're going to come over here to Ty. I think I know where he's going to go with this. We have another trade here, Ty. We got here at pick 9, we have Denver coming up with Chicago in a trade to get J.J. McCarthy at pick 9. How do you feel about this? Would you draft or pass J.J. to Denver? Mus is Denver Broncos.
You almost have to at 1-9.
Well, no, this is the NFL draft.
Okay, so then we're saying he would go.
Let's just say you're picking him in a super flex draft, middle of the first round then, because he's going to be a middle first round pick. Would you draft him?
Middle, no. No, not in fantasy. There's just too many. There's too many concerns of him busting or just not really being like a huge fantasy provider. He's more of an NFL caliber player than a fantasy guy. And normally I would say yes, but this draft's just so stacked and there's just too many names that light up for me that I just simply can't do it. I'd rather go Bowers. I'd rather go with a guy like a Dunze somewhere in there. A Dunze, whatever.
Yeah, that's what Jimmy calls him, a Dunze. I'm like, Jimmy, it's a Dunze. He's on there, Roma Dunze.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like it. Kind of pinky but out a little dunce. Bit.
We'll start calling him a dunce.
But I got to agree with you in a way. Like, I like the fact that he's going to be with Sean Payton. But, boy, this team is just so bad right now.
Yeah.
I mean, and right away, they're going to be people calling for him to play. He just isn't ready for that. He needs to go to a team like a Minnesota. Like, if that were to flip-flop, you know, let's say Minnesota don't come up that high and they get a J.J. McCarthy, mm-hmm. that's probably a better scenario for J.J. McCarthy. But the thing is, what we're saying is, if he's get pick here in the top 10, he's a first-round dynasty pick all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the thing is like, man, I'm like Ty. I don't know if I could pass up some of these other guys for J.J. McCarthy, especially in Denver. How do you feel, Ian?
I would take him after the three quarterbacks, after Marv, Rome, and obviously Malik Nabers. I mean, depending on where Bowers goes, I'd still take him ahead of Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
So like 8-9, I think it would be like 8.
So like if 9. You were a middle-of-the-road team and mm-hmm. you needed a quarterback 3, or like let's say your quarterback 2's shaky, you know.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
Yeah, because usually a lot of middle-of-the-road teams have a shaky quarterback too.
I just trust Sean Payton enough and – boy, what a, you know, him going to Denver, that would suck for Harbaugh. I mean, in the division, you know,
his guy from Michigan,
you know, going to Denver here. But, yeah, I think right around that middle, I'd be okay with that. Like, you're swinging.
Yeah.
Like you said, okay, like Musk said, you know, Bryce Young had a historically horrible year. Still get the fucking 112 for him, dude.
Right.
Yeah. Like these quarterbacks somewhat hold their value. We'll see what comes out next year. I love, you know me, I'm a big Brian Thomas fan. I like Brian Thomas, but I understand the risk. There's high risk, there's high reward with Brian Thomas. So, like, I think I'm fine just swinging on McCarthy here at 9. Like, a lot of people have McCarthy going top 5. Like in my opinion, Justin Fields was a better prospect than J.J. McCarthy, and he still went, what, 108?
Yeah.
To Chicago or something like that.
Something like that.
So, like, I just don't know if McCarthy's a top 5 pick. Like, that's why I think he falls a bit, but somebody will come up and get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. I think it's a good spot for him as far as that goes.
I also want to see what Denver would have to trade, like, if they do trade up to get him. Because if they really mortgage their future.
I hate it.
Yeah. Then I wouldn't be big on that just because, like TJ said, you don't really have a lot of weapons.
Right.
Like, I want to make sure, like, they have capital to come in and get weapons.
Right. And you know, the thing is, like you got to remember, like, value quarterback, super flex league. Like, I don't love it. Like, I don't want to say I'm endorsing J.J. McCarthy because I'm not. Mm-hmm. But, like, picking them where you said ain't bad. But, like, you could always trade them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could just pick them just because of the value in super flex, and you can flip them for other things.
Scares me, too, is going to a team like Denver. Like, they're going to be bad for a long time, and he's never played in a bad team. Like, I think it's high school. Like, he went to IMG. That's one of the best high schools in the country. And then you go to Michigan, where they've been good for years.
Yeah.
And he's just going to get swarmed in Denver.
And it's weird, though, because, like, I think Denver could be good, but that division's so tough.
It is.
It's a tough division.
I think if he goes there, they just got to play Stidham and just be horrible.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, baby.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
Nobody's mom safe in Denver.
That's right.
Are you going to get a jersey, Mus?
I might.
All right.
I might.
Oh, my.
Hey, if you get a Wilson, I'll get a Fields.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Could you imagine Ty during that? Oh, my God. We might have to talk him off the edge a little bit. But we're going to go over to the next player here. We're going to hop over here to me, and I'm going to pronounce it like Jimmy. Romadunze landing with the Jets here at pick 10. You know, a lot of people, you know, have kind of slept on the Jets doing something like this. If Chicago does make a trade or something like that, he could fall in their laps. And honestly, I would draft him here with the Jets. I mean, like, I know Mike Williams is there. The thing is, if this happens, and we've seen it with some players, it might not happen this year. And there's going to be a lot of disappointment because you've got to look at this Jets offense. If Mike Williams stays healthy, that's a big if. Mm-hmm. I don't think he does. But if he will, you still got him. You got Garrett Wilson. You got Breece Hall. So Romadunze might not have a great first season, but we know Mike Williams was just a Band-Aid. I mean, so it might take a little time.
Yeah.
You know, so all I'm saying is, like, I would draft him, but if something happens where he doesn't have a mega season, I wouldn't get discouraged.
No.
But being with Aaron Rodgers in this offense, I think, you know, I really like this for Romadunze. And having him and Garrett Wilson playing off each other, I think this will be really nice for him. you know, and I like it. I would take him, no problem. Right around that 1.7, 1.6 range where he's going in super flex drafts, I wouldn't mind it. How do you guys feel about Rome landing with the Jets?
Yeah, I would like it. I mean, obviously, you know, like Garrett Wilson was one of my buys, but like this could happen. I think Garrett Wilson's targets would definitely come down, but like the efficiency could go up.
Right.
I think it could for everybody. I also believe like the Jets bringing in Mike Williams, like this is a better Mike Williams, even Mike Williams' prime. Right. Like a guy that can go up and get the ball. Like he's a better route runner than Mike Williams. Like,
yeah.
Like this would be good for Aaron Rodgers. I still don't think like we obviously see Brock Bowers in a lot of mock drafts there, and I still don't think an offensive lineman, like a tackle of some sort, you know, is out of the question for the Jets because you look at Aaron Rodgers getting hurt last year. Get him, help him not get hit. Like, obviously, I don't think he got hit on that play. It just was a freak thing with the field, but, you know, you got an older quarterback that you don't want taking as many hits.
So. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like this. Mike Williams is like a Charger.
Yeah.
And then we got Roma Dunze, who's like a Challenger.
Yeah.
It's just like a little step up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and the only thing is with Mike Williams is, you know, he come with four bald tires and, you know, needs an oil change every other day. And, you know, it's not that great. But, I mean, Roma Dunze to the Jets. How do you like that, Ty? You like Roma Dunze to the Jets here?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, definitely I would rather have him somewhere else. And that's just because, I mean, what's the longevity of Aaron Rodgers? How long he's going to be there? And then, obviously, the Jets are going to have to look back in the quarterback pool once Aaron's done. But because he just seems real distracted outside of sport or outside of football anyhow.
Like A-Rod?
Politics and Jeopardy and...
He's kind of been that way for a little now.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know how much time he's got left. So that's kind of scares me. But when AR's there, obviously I love a Dunze going to the Jets. But you know, he's got so much talent, you almost can't pass him.
See, I got one last thing to say about a Dunze. Like, I see him like he's going to go to like a Chicago or a Jets, something like this, where he's not going to be a true dominator. Like, he's not going to come in like in this draft, we have Marvin Harrison going to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be the number one right away.
Yeah.
You know, Malik Nabers going to the Chargers. He's the number one right away.
Right, right.
You know, like, Rome, he ain't going to get that luxury. And there's going to be a lot of disappointment. Even, like, Chicago. Like, Chicago would be a great landing spot.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you're playing behind Keenan Allen. You're playing behind DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Cole Kmet. I mean, you're not going to see a ton. And the people will be like, oh, he sucks. No, he don't. He just needs a little more time.
And when we get later on in this draft, I think some of them people could jump him. Not for me, but I think... You know, in your consensus draft, some people could jump.
Yeah.
You know, Rome.
Yeah. 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 Landing spots mean everything, man.
Yeah.
To me, it's like capital and landing spots.
Yeah. Yeah. I think capital, landing spots, and tape, they all got to check the markers. But, like, I always go back and say that, man. A lot of people are out on A.J. Brown because of the Titans.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
And I don't want Rome. I don't want people to fall for that with Rome if he does go to a landing spot where he's got to wait, maybe.
Yeah.
So
I think he's my locked and loaded number three.
I think he's mine, too.
No matter what.
Yeah. I think he's mine as well.
Yeah.
But we're going to come over here to another player that gets picked, one of these big guys. And when you said this, I'm like, yeah, I can see this happening because this is the kind of player that they like.
It's just hard because it's a new regime.
Yes, it's a new regime, and they're going to be picking here at pick 11. The New England Patriots select Brock Bowers. Draft or pass, and with Brock Bowers going to the Patriots.
So this was a trade down with the Minnesota pick, and this is kind of what we came up with. You know, ideally, I don't love it. I really don't, but Brock Bowers is a special talent, and I'm still keeping him right in that same spot, like that, you know, 7 range, 8 range. I think I'm fine with that.
Right.
I just believe in the talent, and they'll get better here in New England. I think this is going to be, you know, if they go Drake May, if they do stay with that pick, this is just going to be a struggling team for the year, unfortunately. Like, you got a new head coach. They're just doing new things, but they need to try something different because this whole, you know, and I love Bill, but I think it was time.
Mm.
It's just time for a whole new change. So I don't think the leash will be short here for this whole new coaching staff. It's Jared Mayo, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
He was a former linebacker with them. So I think that they're really going to, you know, try to let Mayo have a couple years and see what he can come up with. And, you know, just be patient. If you do get a guy like Bowers or whoever goes there, you do got to be patient. But some of them will fall, even if it's Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
But I think, like going back to that, though, here with Bowers, what is he? He's for me, he's probably after these three receivers and at least two of the quarterbacks, possibly three. I think this will be a spot. Do you want J.J. McCarthy, you know, in Denver or Brock Bowers with New England?
Right.
Like that's where you can start to have that argument. And depending on what you need, really. I mean, I think Bowers is so damn good, though.
And I'm like Ty. Like, the thing is with Brock Bowers, where people are picking him, hyping him up as the best tight end prospect we've ever seen, you want a top five, top seven finish. Like, right. You just want it. You just want it. I mean, it's tough for rookies, but you really like to see it.
People are getting a little bit scared off because Kyle Pitts was this big thing, and he's been a little disappointing.
And right. I think, too, last year is going to affect him a little bit. Laporta.
Yeah.
Tight end one as a rookie.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as much hype, so.
Yeah.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I hope this doesn't happen, but it very well could.
It very well could, and we try to do things a little different just to like show people, like, okay, what if this happens? Throw out some scenarios and maybe some teams you wouldn't expect picking these players.
I think what I would do with Bowers here, and you might not be able to get it done, is try to trade for one of these guys that are in a better spot. Like, I'd probably rather have a Kincaid over him at that point.
Yeah, if it's a New England.
Yeah, if it's New England.
Yeah.
If it's New England, let's just keep that on record. So that way.
But they might be getting someone else later, and we'll be talking about
it.
Because I know everyone's saying, oh, they don't get a quarterback. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You got to remember, they traded down. But I would still draft Brock Bowers right in that range, even with New England, just because he's the best tight end prospect I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just relying on the talent. You know, going back to what we said about landing spots, I mean, that turns a lot of people off on players.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to keep it in perspective.
I just hope Mayo can get creative with Bowers, because we've seen Bowers take freaking handoffs and, like, you know, open things up for him.
Yeah, the New England regime, like they still got a lot of them old heads in place, but they need to do some new creative things.
Yep.
Really agree with that. But we're going to come on over here to Muss with the next pick. Muss, here we go. This is the Chicago. They traded down with Denver with the J.J. McCarthy deal. They're down here at 112 now. They are going to pick Brian Thomas Jr. What do you think about Brian Thomas landing in Chi-Town?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we all like Brian Thomas, but yeah, he's going to have to
Wait.
He's going to have to wait.
Yep.
I mean, DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. I mean, Keenan Allen is probably on the back end of his, you know, on the back end of his career, obviously. I mean, maybe he does get a few opportunities there, but he's in the JSN role, basically. Yeah. So
yeah, except he's a deep guy.
Yeah.
JSN was more of the shallow guy.
Right. So I don't know. I hate to say pass, because I mean I feel like I would draft him still, but
I think here's the thing. I think he would fall more back to the end of the first round, beginning of the second round, because people are going to think like that too.
Yeah.
But I do like him tied with Caleb Williams.
And I like him tied with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, because I love Brian Thomas. Yes, but he can really perfect his craft. Like, Keenan Allen is the perfect player for Brian Thomas. Yeah,
he's such a good route runner.
They kind of remind me a little bit, like, he needs more route running, like the size, you know, like, they kind of remind me a lot of the same body type.
To me, this is a great, like, I don't know. I guess it's a great pick either way. If you're a contender, it's probably not going to help you much year one.
Right.
But if you're a rebuild guy and you want to be bad again, this is a perfect pick at 201.
Or the middle of the road.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, like, I would still, like, even with Chicago, like, I'm so high on Brian Thomas, I would still easily take him at 1-9, 1-8. Like, I just love him that much. Like, I mean, yeah, I get it. Like, I know what I'm getting into. Like, I got to wait.
Yeah.
But like I said, to me, that is, to me, one of the better landing spots, sneakily one of the better landing spots you could ask for.
Yeah, it is. You just got to be patient.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Got to be patient.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yep.
So I really like that. Brian Thomas, Chicago, that was a little bit something different with the trade out. Now we're coming over here to Ty. Ty, this one's for you, and I'm going to say just win, baby, because Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Pick 113 goes to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, we've been saying this. Now, we're going to talk about this on draft night. Me and Andy said it. I could see him really ending up with the Raiders. How do you feel about him? Would you draft him with the Raiders, or would you pass?
Nah, I'd pass. It would take like a Chiefs landing spot or a Bills or a Dolphins for me to consider him.
They might be getting somebody later. But I know what you're saying straight up. Yeah,
I got you. But, yeah, I mean, the Raiders, I mean, we all know how this will historically turn out. He'll probably get arrested after a year, and that'll be it for him.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, I'm not high on the skill. And, I mean, even if they do draft a guy like Penix or a Bo Nix, I feel like he's going to need elite quarterback play to be you know, viable players. So yeah, I'm out because he's going to get overdrafted.
And I'm not coming to his defense because I wouldn't like it either. And I'm not the biggest Xavier Worthy fan. Quinn Ewers was bad. This and I'm like you. He's gonna go top 15, top 20. He's too fast.
Yeah.
Historically, man, you look at all these guys, and I'm not saying he's just a one-trick pony. He kind of is, in my opinion. But, like, these fast guys, they always are, like, top 20 picks. I mean, I don't know what DraftKings odds are, but I would put him up there. Somebody's going to come up and get this guy. He's too fast.
And this is going to happen. This is the Raiders-type pick. This is going to happen because they do it all the time. Mm. Henry Ruggs, Hayward Bay.
Yeah, they just love these fast guys.
And they're sitting to where, like, okay, like, if you're top 10, they might be like, well, we can't. We don't want to look stupid. We don't want to gamble. They're not in the top 10.
Yeah.
You know, they're 13. Like, I can see them saying, let's gamble here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think this is, like, the perfect landing spot for, like, Worthy as far as I think it's going to happen, but, like, as far as him as a talent landing here, this would be horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and honestly, he's going to get picked in the first round of dynasty drafts, and it just isn't worth it.
Right.
Can we all say he's probably a top 15 pick, though, that speed?
I think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
He's definitely top 20.
For the NFL. Yeah, I think so, too.
Yep. Someone's going to take a chance, and the Raiders sitting there at 13. Hey, if it quacks like a duck, if it flies like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But we're going to come on over here to the next one. It's coming over to me. And I should have saved this one for you. It's your BFF, A.D. Mitchell, going to the Bills here at pick 20 with a trade out with the Steelers. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yep. So they come up and get A.D. Mitchell here at pick 20. I would definitely pass. I mean, this is just Gabe Davis reincarnate. This is the worst thing that the Bills can do, and I know, Muscles, you said this on the Fantasy Feud. This is exactly the pick the Bills will make.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They won't come up and do anything super explosive. They'll try to play it safe, and this is going to be horrible. I mean, I'm not a big fan of A.D. Mitchell. I don't think he can be a number one. I think he's going to be more of a guy, like, if he's going to have any success, he's got to go somewhere where there's already an established alpha, kind of like how Gabe Davis had Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Like, if there's any hope of him doing anything, like, decent, I think he needs that. He's just someone that I'm not a big fan of, don't like the tape, and I just don't think he can carry the torch in Buffalo. So he's someone I pass on. He'd definitely be probably a back-end first-round dynasty pick.
Yeah.
He's someone I would not pick there.
This is where I think he could end up, you know, in a lot of drafts, jumping Brian Thomas Jr. and possibly Brock Bowers if these landing spots were to happen.
Yeah, because of the hype.
Yep, because of him being tied to Josh Allen.
And yep. I was reading some stuff on him, too. Like, apparently he has diabetes real bad.
Oh, really?
And he said when his blood sugar's off, like, he's a complete asshole.
Wonder, like, if he's that's why he played the way he played, because there was times where I'm like, man, maybe he's fast. And then I look, I'm like, he's not fast. Well, obviously he's fast. He ran into 4.3s, but, like, I don't know, man. His combine numbers compared to what I personally seen in the tape did not match up.
There was claims from people from Texas that whenever his blood sugar's off, he's uncoachable.
Yeah. Like,
he's off the wire.
That's too bad. I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, me too. But that's just what the Bills need. They just got rid of someone like that. Here we go. But this is the kind of pick they'll make.
Wow.
You know, and honestly, he's someone that I'm just not super high on. I haven't been through the tape process. And the fact that he goes to Buffalo, if I'm picking somewhere where someone wants him, I will leverage that to get a good player or get, like, trade down and get more assets.
Right.
That's how I feel. How do you guys, you on board with me as far as passing here?
Yeah. I know there's a lot of people out there that love the tapes. And it's more like the analytical people don't love him, like his yards per route run and stuff. But, like, I just didn't. I just wasn't in love with the tape personally. Like,
me either.
Seen a lot of inconsistencies. Like, he does have really good hands.
That's why he reminds me of Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Like to me, this is perfect for Buffalo.
I think he's more athletic than Gabe Davis, but I just don't think he's a great route runner. Nah. Like, he's just kind of that go down the field and get it. But, like, as far as from, like, a health standpoint, hopefully he gets that taken care of.
Yeah. Right. Mark Andrews, and there's one other guy. I can't remember who it is.
Yeah, Mark Andrews, I know.
Yeah, there's one other guy, and I can't remember who it is. Those are the only two guys.
I mean, he's going to have the best care in the, like, well, that's, I don't want to say in the world, but, like.
That's what they said. They'll have a guy following him.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be his only job. I guess, that running back. Trent Richardson, I guess he had a guy following him around in that.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have showed him where to fucking run through, too.
Well, that guy was like, hey, just, like, let's cut this guy.
Yeah.
That's why they cut him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting with A.D. Mitchell. Yeah. He's someone that I know we're just all not super interested in. I mean, he's going to be probably a first-round NFL pick.
Yeah.
But he's someone we're just not super high on.
Yeah.
We're going to come on over here, and it's the next one. And, you know, I said this earlier, you know, they're going to do something. This is from that trade down with Minnesota as well. New England picking at 23 here. Take Bo Nix. You know, we've been hearing this. Bo Nix is going to be a first-round guy. I mean, yeah. I've been hearing it over and over again. I hear Denver. I hear teams down around these 20 range. I think this could be like a trade where New England tries to do something like this. He's kind of the perfect quarterback that they always draft. System type guy. Mm-hmm. Don't make a mistake with the football. How do you feel about Bo Nix here in New England, man? First round pick.
Here at pick 23. I mean, him having Bowers, I think that's great for him because what's Bo Nix good at? Dropping off screen passes, little dump offs, and let Bowers just cook. I mean,
just let Bowers cook.
I would like it, but where's he going to draft, right? Is he a first round pick? Like, I'd still take him over A.D. Mitchell. I'd take him over Worthy.
So would I.
You know, we're going to get to some other spots where I'm like, I can kind of go both ways. So, like, if he's a back end first and you need a quarterback, it's close. Beginning of the second, I'd feel a little more better. Like,
I was going to say, I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not like, ooh, this is where I would love to trade back. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of a dead zone. Like, I don't know how people react.
Right, right.
I'm personally just like.
Yeah. I mean, I would personally take him, like, if I'm in the middle back end of the first round of my dynasty drafts, just because he's a first round quarterback. I mean, you almost have to at that point. But I'm like you, though. I would take him over A.D. Mitchell, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just get so scared with these guys because, like, we've seen Kenny Pickett, 120. It's like you're not good enough to be up here, but you're not bad enough to be back here.
Right.
It's kind of a mystery. It's just you're rolling the dice, man, and seeing what it hits. And it's scary because this also is a new regime.
Like, yeah.
Like, we're all not in love with Jerod Mayo, but, like, we know, like, he's going to be around for a couple years. I just don't know what to expect out of New England.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, Moss? Would you draft Bo Nix, or are you going
to
pass?
I think I'd pass. I think I'd try to trade the pick and get, like, a mid-range quarterback that you like that's around the quarterback 12 to 16 range.
Yeah, like, okay, so let's talk about this, okay? So, guys, what could you trade Bo Nix for? Could you get Tua?
Well, if you could, I would take Tua.
If you could, I would.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. Tua's like quarterback 14 right now. That's,
yeah.
Like, would you rather gamble on Will Levis in Tennessee, or would you rather go Bo Nix?
I would rather Levis. Will Levis.
I think that's where I'm at. I think I'd rather just gamble on a Will Levis. Bryce Young.
I would take Nix. I would take Nix.
I think I would. Oh, man.
I'm young.
I'd take Nix.
Oh,
what are you talking?
I want to see I want to see what Carolina does in a draft. Obviously, we have some more picks for Carolina.
Yeah, we'll get
so I think that's something that you got to take in. I think I would lean Young as well with Canals.
Yeah.
And what they do in the draft, we'll see. But yeah, I think that's where you're at with a guy like Bo Nix at this landing spot. So
yep, I agree.
There's going to be more to tell on the draft day. Like, we're just going off this hypothetical, you know.
So I say yes, Musk says no, and you would you? I mean, certain scenario, you're picking like middle back end. Would
I
you take him?
No,
you're saying no.
I think no, and it's not that I don't like Bo Nix. I think New England just scares the shit out of me.
Ty, what would you do?
Back end, I would give him a shot.
Like 110, 112?
Yeah, it'd be like 111, 112.
But where the question comes in, would you rather trade for one of these guys or just take him at the pick?
If I could get like a Levis or something, I would rather trade.
And I think you could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you could. But I'm saying, like, if you need a quarterback, say you're trying to shop around, you can't trade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give him a shot because.
I mean, if you need a quarterback.
I mean, even if he come out and like. And if he could, like, 3 weeks, he, like, did really well, you could just hurry up and flip him real quick.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. If you aren't comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable back end of the first. I wouldn't mind. I mean, yeah, the landing spot scares me, but I would be real. Because you're probably a good team sitting back there. I'd be willing to roll the dice.
Yeah.
Historically, though, I mean, how many good quarterbacks from 20 to 32?
I know. That's what's scary. But, I mean, Jordan Love was. Jordan Love was.
Yeah.
But you got to think.
Thank you, Andy.
You got to think. You got to also think about, like, you know, like just ownership. Like, Green Bay historically just They just keep doing it, man. Yeah, right, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. Is it? I mean, I hope so. It seems like it, but I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
I think you got to always take that into consideration. Like, yes, New England, but like, no more Bill Belichick.
Right.
I would not be surprised if Bo Nix is a first round pick.
I think he's going to be a first round pick. I think he will be too, even if it ain't this high. I can still see a team trading up, getting that fifth year option.
Yep. That's always a good point to make. We're going to come on over here to Moss. Moss, I think you'll like this one. Seems like you've been kind of shitty over there. You haven't been real happy with some of these landing spots. Kind of like we've been raining on your parade a bit, but I do think you'll be like this, okay?
All right. That's a good spot.
Yeah, we're coming over here to you. It's pick 31. It's the San Francisco 49ers. They take Ladd McConkey.
I like it.
Yeah, he's smiling.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I like Ladd. I think he would be a back-end first-round.
That's what I mean. So, like, would you take him over?
I would take Ladd over Bo Nix, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys?
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
I mean, obviously, you're tied with Kyle Shanahan.
How high would he go up? Like, would you take him over Brian Thomas Jr. in Chicago? I think that starts to become the debate.
I don't think I could, but I see your...
Yeah.
I think you can make an argument either way, but I'd take Thomas still.
And I think it all depends if Brandon Ayuk is moved. Yeah. Because I think if this happens... I think this means Brandon Ayuk is probably gone. I think this is a Brandon Ayuk replacement.
Yep. Yeah, totally agree. And I would definitely draft him. I think we're all on board with that.
Yeah.
Middle back end of the first.
Yeah.
I'd feel comfortable there. Mm-hmm. That'd be a great landing spot for Ladd McConkey. But here we go, Tom. Coming over to you. Now, this one makes me and Andy smile.
Yeah.
This was on a mock draft recently, and we've been saying he's going to get better capital than people think. And I think this would be a tremendous landing spot. Pick 32, Kansas City Chiefs take Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington. Now, this is another guy you can make an argument for. Ty, how do you like this?
Yeah, definitely draft. Really like him coming out of college and shit. You're playing with the best quarterback in the league. So, I mean, that's fireworks, but we don't know what's going on with Rashee Rice. We know there's definitely multiple game suspension coming, could be more.
Yeah.
So he's definitely going to get a really good shot coming out of the gate. And, again, if this guy is very talented, which we think he is, Patrick Mahomes will show up.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be great. Yeah, because you pair that talent with Mahomes, like you said, that'd be tremendous, man. And here's where it gets icy to me. Like, I love Brian Thomas, but he'd be the one that would get close for me. Yeah. You know, like it with this offense. Like, I just love Jalen Polk. I'm telling you, he's going to get better capital than people think. If he's not a first round guy, he's a high second.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I look at it. We've heard the scouts love him. And I'll tell you, man, if you just imagine him with Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, like they have their full complement of weapons out there.
I would take them over Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell and Bo Nix, both of them.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
At these spots, I would.
Yep. Yeah, this would be tremendous, tremendous landing spots. Jalen Polk, man, if that happens, you'll have to you have to pay to get the smile off my face.
I know. I'll be so happy right now.
And smiling because we're thinking about it. Yeah. You know, we're channeling good energy, Jalen.
That's right.
You're going to be a first-round pick.
Do you think there's any chance he could jump Brian Thomas too if those were the landing
spots? Yeah.
That's what I said. It would be close.
I think that becomes a debate. I mean, I do think Brian Thomas is a better player, but
yeah, I'd probably still lean Thomas, but it would make me think.
It would make me think too, just because I keep saying it with Brian Thomas, man. Like, if there's a risk factor of risk factors, like, he's the ultimate risk factor. But it's just because I think there's untapped potential in Brian Thomas. Like, I know he has a small route tree, but dude,
yeah,
the guy is talented.
I'm telling you, though, he goes Chicago, like, Keenan Allen.
It's kind of like a secret landing spot, like a good secret landing spot.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of people be like, oh, but I'd be like, yes.
But the thing is, like, we see Dynasty played more like redraft every year. Like, last year was a king of all years. Like, like JSN sucks. He's no good, but. Like, be patient, guys. Be patient. He's also playing with Tyler Lockett, who's Mr. Consistent, still at his age, playing very good football. DK Metcalf, who's just a specimen of DNA, like, created in a lab.
Made to be a football player.
Yeah, like, you got to just be patient.
Yep, absolutely, man. Well, that does that for the first round.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming over to the second round here real quick. You're going to start with me, the top pick of the second round. Carolina Panthers at pick 33 take Xavier Leggett. And we've been seeing this. This is the guy they'll take. They like Jonathan Mingo. Yep. They like Terrace Marshall. Yep. This is the kind of guy. It'll be terrible. So, yes, definitely passing on Xavier Leggett if he goes to Carolina. And I feel bad for Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Because that would be a shit show.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that's probably what's going to happen. But if he goes here, he's probably going to be a high second, maybe late first type of pick. And he's just someone that's way too high.
I don't hate Xavier Legette, but he's a second round of like a Brian Thomas. Like,
yeah.
I think he has good potential, but I see like a lot of bad stuff out of Legette. Like,
right.
He hasn't produced in how long. He's older.
That's what I was going to say. The difference between him and Thomas, Thomas is younger. It's,
yeah.
He's a lot more raw.
Yeah.
And Xavier Legette's like ancient.
Right.
He's been playing forever.
Only seen 1 year of it. So, like, it just really worries me. After it's all said and done, I still think Legette could sneak into the first round. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I've seen a lot of mock drafts. Wow. Like, obviously, we're not experts. We go off, like, kind of what we see and combine it with the experts, and this is why he lands here.
Yep.
And we've seen Carolina specifically, you know, come out, at least sleeper alert, saying, like, yeah, we want Legette.
Yeah, what saved the guy's combine? He had a great combine.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I see this untapped, but we've seen it with Mingo, where we were like, we really don't like the film, but, like, dude tested really well.
Yeah.
What's he done?
Right.
So I'd say we all are passing on Legette.
Yeah, I he's going to go too high for me.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I think I would take possibly a swing, you know, mid, later, second round.
Yeah.
He won't be there, yeah, I don't think.
That's it. He's going to go way too high.
Yeah.
We're going to go over here to Ann now. And we got one shitter out of the way. Here comes another. Keon Coleman landing with the Patriots here at pick 34. Oh, nope. New England stocking up the cupboard.
Nope. I'm out. Especially with the guy, like, if they were to draft the Bo Nix,
He's not the receiver that Bo Nix
likes. No, like you got to create separation. Like, you got to get down the field fast. And, I mean, 4.6s aren't going to cut it, bud.
Yeah, I've said before, I don't know who'd be better, Keon or Corey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder if they're related. They might be.
Yeah, which is weird because, like, I don't know, Keon Coleman has spectacular catches and stuff, but I just... he's going to go too high. But at the same time, I do see a lot of mock drafts. He's in the third round. It's like a mid-third round to take a swing. But
yeah,
we'll see where he falls. But I don't love the player.
Come out of Charlene Tilton's ass, I take a bite. You're right, though. Here, like in this scenario, he would go way too high. But this is kind of the player New England likes to gamble on, too.
Yeah.
So if they were in this scenario, I could see it.
We've seen
a lot of mocks with him maybe going there. So if it ain't this round, it might be the third round. But in this one, we have him going in second.
He just falls one of them players, like, I feel really good that, like, I don't really want him. If he hits, whatever, I guess. Like, I just missed out. Like, I just feel like the risk is way, way higher than the reward, personally.
Totally agree. And we're going to come on over here to Moss. Moss, here we go. We got Ricky Pearsall landing with the Tennessee Titans here in the second round at pick 38. What do you feel, man? You're just hating today. They're just not feeling it. What's up?
Oh man, that'd be kind of a tough one. It's like I like Ricky Pearsall, but the Titans are just
he'll be sitting a little bit too.
Yeah. New regime though.
Yeah, yeah,
it is new.
Yeah, I think Will Levis is a gunslinger.
They do have Hopkins and Ridley though.
Right.
I think Hopkins is getting a little bit older.
Is on his back.
He's still there.
Right.
And this could be good for Ricky Pearsall, I think. He's
playing the slot, yeah.
Saint Mossy be the next Wes Welker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Where do you guys think he would go? It depends. Like mid second.
I think he would go in the second. I think he would go probably at like 2.4, 2.5.
Yeah, I would take him at that.
Yeah, I think I would too. This is a whole new offense with Callahan.
I mean, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3. I don't.
I think he would get thrown into that Tyler Boyd role and eventually take over.
Yeah,
but you know, I would draft him depending on how high too. I think I could take him 2.5, 2.6. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah,
you know, if you get him somewhere around there in your dynasty draft, because like you said about him being like a Ricky Pearl, I said it like Danny Amendola, like he would fit in that offense in that slot type of role.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like that. And I think he would put up okay numbers even this year, you know, with the weapons they have.
I just, obviously, a running back's going to slide into the first round. So, like, he could even get pushed down a little bit farther. Feels like Ricky Pearsall just – a lot of people don't give her any respect.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Just a solid guy that don't get a lot of love.
He is, man. He is. He tested really good at the combine as well.
Yep, for sure. We're going to come on over here to Ty on this one. Ty, you'll love this. This is one of our favorites, but the landing spot ain't real juicy, but we've seen this mocked in a lot of places too.
Yeah.
Roman Wilson, second round, going to the New Orleans Saints at pick 45. Draft or pass?
Oh, I'd draft him over Pearsall.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I mean, I really like Roman Wilson coming out of the gate. And again, I mean, the number two spot there is for the taking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It does seem like a bad spot, but like, let's give Carr another year.
Yeah.
Carr's going late in drafts.
Yeah, I know he is.
Dude, really like, late. Almost quarterback three type.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the biggest Carr fan, but like,
he's a good value where you're getting.
Yeah. He is. He's going to be there.
Yeah, and Olave puts up decent stats down there. So, and they're kind of similar players in a way. So, I think Roman Wilson could do pretty good down there.
And Rome's not a number one. Let's be honest. He's a great number two slot guy.
Yeah,
that's what he is. And I like him. The debate between Pearsall and him, man, I think that becomes very like, I don't know, because I like Pearsall. I like Rome too. I don't know.
I like them both. If this happens, though, I'd be really happy because they're like so many people disrespect him.
Yeah,
he's going so late in like a lot of mocks right now. If he goes to New Orleans, he'd probably be a back end second round guy and be like, great. I'd love to get that value.
This is why I won't have any Leggett shares because you know, Leggett's going to go higher than them guys, and I'd rather just go with them guys personally.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah,
I agree. I like that. That was a good one. I think we're all on board. We draft Roman Wilson, even with that landing spot in the second round.
Yeah,
certain areas. I like that.
Yep.
We're going to hop over here to me. Of course, I get all the shitters that I don't like. It's going to be Devontae Walker going to the Colts here at pick 47. Pass.
Yeah.
Pass. I mean, even if he's a second round guy, like I'm like Andy, if you could get him like in the mid to late third, I would gamble on him. But he's going to go way too high if he's a second round pick.
I think I'd rather even just gamble on these running backs, even if they're in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, man. I don't like Tez Walker at all.
No, me either. And this isn't the sexiest of landing spots either. I mean, like I know the number two job's kind of there for the taking, but he's kind of like Alec Pierce, just a down the field guy, worthless. Kind of useless, but hey, they draft guys like that.
They do. I can
see him going there.
Yeah.
We're going to come on over here to Ann. Now, this one we're going to really like. I mean, let's get some smiles going, a little bit of happiness. We got Javon Baker, second round, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars here at pick 48. We know that he's been kind of linked to them.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about this?
I would love it. Yeah. I think it's good news for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Lawrence statistically has not been real, real good. So they really need to try to get him some help. It's not all on the help. I mean, Lawrence has still made some bad decisions. He's another one, had a really bad rookie year, played good a second year, and kind of had to step back again. So I think Javon Baker, this would be nice. He wouldn't have to get, like, thrown into the fire here.
Right.
Christian Kirk's continues a good value. He's going to be your main focus guy, and I think Gabe Davis eventually would lose that job to Javon Baker. Pretty easily, and probably sooner rather than later.
See, right. Now, like, if this happens, I love Roman Wilson, but, you know, I would probably take Javon Baker over him because I like Javon Baker. I like the film.
Yeah.
He got the capital. I like the landing spot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit better landing spot. So, like, to me, I would easily take Javon Baker in the second round if he's a second round pick here.
Yeah.
Easily, and I'd love it because you get such great value.
Yep.
I think it would be a nice pick for you. But we're going to come on over here to Moss. Moss, the Steelers.
Uh-oh.
Round two. Pick 51, Malachi Corley, wide receiver, coming to the Steelers. We've had rumors that they really like him.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, if we know one thing for sure, it's the Steelers can develop wide receivers. So
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have to trust them.
And, you know, I think this happens because I do think we're going to trade out of pick 20.
Yeah.
I do think we're going to go down and get a lineman. And I think what we'll do is get Corley here in the second round because he's kind of the perfect complement to George Pickens as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's more that underneath yak guy. Pickens is your down-the-field guy. Like, it's a good Batman and Robin combination. If this happens, I'd love it.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good that the Steelers like him.
I think this also would be good, too, because Russ checks down a lot.
Yeah.
Russ is a check-down machine. Fields, still somewhat, he does check down a decent amount, so... Not the best route runner. There's holes in Corley's game, but he does have that ungodly yak ability. Like, if you got holes in your game, I want to see one great trait, and he has it.
Right.
And that's yak, man. This guy looks like a running back getting the ball in his hands. I think this just helps out the running game as well. I mean, you're going to have to worry about tackling Corley, and then you're going to have to worry about, you know, Pickens going deeper. Like,
Yep.
He could have a really good rookie year here.
And same thing, like, I love Roman Wilson, but, I mean, if he goes to the Steelers, it would be hard. Yeah. I mean, because, like, they know the receivers. And, yeah. I mean, honestly, like I said, I do think it's a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see this happening, so I'd like that. I think we'd all draft Corley to the Steelers in the second round.
Yep. Yeah, probably mid-second.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'd feel comfortable with that. And here we go. Coming on over here to Ty. Ty, it's going to be another one of the turds that kind of fell down the board a little bit. It's going to be Troy Franklin, pick 53, going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Oh, how do you feel about Troy Franklin here to the Eagles?
I mean, he's another one, like, you almost just got to, like, wait him out. I mean, he ain't going to get that far down where you just take a shot at him, but because I'm not a fan whatsoever. And again, you guys know just as much as I do, people love the guy. So yeah, someone's going to overdraft him, especially if he goes to Philly. People will be swarming him. It would have to be like late second, early third for me to even consider. I'm just not a fan of this game whatsoever.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Like, if he gets second round capital, all the guys we just mentioned, people will still elevate him over them.
Yeah.
Just because, like, they hold on to him so much. Like, it's a terrible landing spot.
Right.
It really would be. I mean, like, all he would be is a best ball down the field guy.
Yeah.
I did hear on another podcast that he did come in sick and everything to the combine. I still just didn't love the film.
No.
I mean, he's just, I don't know, man. Just, he does one thing, and that's, he's fast.
Downfield. I mean, and he's not even as fast as we thought.
No.
I mean, I'm not taking away from him. He didn't run a horrible 40, but people were expecting, like, him to really set the world on fire.
And this just really isn't the best landing spot unless they're going to move on from Brown. They just did extend Devonta Smith.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if he plays at the number three guy, okay.
You're buried. And here, like we seen with Brian Thomas, like we said earlier with like Keenan Allen and them, there's hope.
Yeah.
You know, like eventually he'll get that job.
There's no hope.
No.
Pretty much unless AJ Brown.
Yeah, steps out, and that's, you know.
That's it.
Yep. So I'd say we all are passing on Franklin, because if he gets second-round capital, people are going to take him.
I want to see how low it goes. Like, yeah, I'm out, but he has that artificial dynasty value where people just love him. And if AJ Brown were to move, you might get a first for him.
Yeah, you could.
Yep. Like, there's no guys on this list that I'm just like, I don't want, because they all hold value to other people.
Right.
That I can and then flip them. But as far as like, you know, this is Andy's guy.
Right.
No. No.
I thought you were giving him the endorsement there.
No.
But we're going to come over here to me. It's the first running back off the board, Jonathan Brooks, pick 56, going to the Dallas Cowboys. We've seen this mocked a lot of places. If this happens, I'm going to be ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
He is my running back one in this class. It's a shame he got injured. I think if he wouldn't have gone injured, it'd be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
But I'd easily draft Jonathan Brooks high end second round if he gets taken by the Cowboys here.
I'd take him back end first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me too.
If you need a running back, I don't mind it at all. But this would be perfect. This is the perfect landing spot.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'd love it too.
So I'd say draft on
another guy. Be patient. You know, he is coming off an injury.
Yep. He's not going to have a great year one.
Nope.
Year two, though, set the world on fire.
I like this next pick, personally.
Coming on over here to end. And the next one we got, Jermaine Burton going to the Green Bay Packers here at pick 58 in the second round.
Dude, I think this is a Christian Watson replacement.
Yeah.
I think Christian Watson has so much talent, but he cannot stay healthy. And I think there is just a tremendous upside for him in this offense. We missed a pick here.
Oh yeah, we did.
That we'll go over. We'll give that one to Moss. But does he not remind you of Christian Watson? Like, yeah, he might not be as fast, but I don't know what he ran. We don't know what he ran. He looked fast on the field, personally. I mean, Alabama, Georgia, kind of going back and forth. I can't remember which one he started out at, but dude, I think he's kind of an under the radar guy.
Very well could be. Mm-hmm. I never really thought of him like Christian Watson, but yeah.
He just has that game to me.
Yep, I agree, man. I think that he'd be a sneaky guy to get in this offense. I like this offense, too. You know that.
I wrote this one wrong, so we'll go back to it here. I didn't write it in order. But
4.45, by the way.
4.45, yeah. And I thought he was even a little bit faster in the field.
Yeah. Well, this is the one that we missed. It was off the line here a little bit, but this is the last second-round guy, Mus. I know you'll like this. This will make you happy.
All right.
Michael Penix going pick 44 to the Las Vegas Raiders.
You know what? I'd actually.
I knew you'd like it.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Having Davante Adams and.
Jacoby. And then they just
drafted.
Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, Worthy. I was going to say I'm drawing a blind.
This is why I said, like, with Worthy, where it's like, he did get a quarterback and he does one good thing, throw a deep ball.
Exactly. That's what I was
like.
He does. He does throw the most beautiful deep ball that. You know, but yeah.
And that's a Raiders player. Someone has an arm on him.
Yeah. Yep. Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. Don't wish that upon the Raiders.
No, I think, but yeah, I mean, having Davante Adams and Worthy and.
See, this is where I think, like, maybe, because, like, right now in my ranks, I have Bo Nix ahead of Penix just because of a lot of the injuries. I think I might flip flop that.
I would 100%.
Like, I would.
No, so you'd take Penix in the first then if he was a second round pick.
Possibly,
I would take him over Bo Nix.
Would you really?
Yeah,
I think I think I'm there too with that.
I would trust the New England way.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, and I'm not the biggest Raiders guy, but like I don't know, getting them weapons. Like I still worry about the injuries.
Better situation.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think for Worthy, they need to pair him and Joe Milton.
There you go.
Yeah, somebody can actually throw the ball deep enough to a guy like that.
Yeah, they should get him like seventh round pick just to fill the seats for preseason or something.
Hey guys, you know, if we need to go deep, we'll just throw Milton in there. That's all your job is, and Worthy, just go deep.
Yeah. Honestly, he might even just get a job just if like a team's at midfield or something needs to get it to the end zone, bring Joe in. Yeah. He'll get her there. I mean,
no matter where.
Get a lot of air under it.
Yeah.
He's a Justin Tucker of quarterbacks where he'll just can't get to throw it so far. Yeah.
So I think we'd all like that for Penix.
Yeah.
Second round pick. I'd definitely take him high second. For sure,
I would too.
If he was there. I like that. We're going to come on over here to Ty now. Ty, Carolina Panthers, round 3, pick 65, Trey Benson, running back.
It would all depend on where I'd have to draft him. It'd have to be real later on in the second, just because Carolina's horrible. I feel like there isn't many running backs, especially a rookie coming out, that would be able to successfully run really well in that offense. I mean, Miles Sanders, I always thought he was overrated, but boy, he just got stuffed.
Yeah.
But I guess Chuba Hubbard did look decent down the line.
Yeah, and I think they did bring in some decent guards.
Oh, they spent some money.
Yeah, and Canales is known for like a bell cow guy. Look at Rashad White.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he might be all right. It would have to be later on in the second round for me.
I think for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Not. If you need somebody, he'd be an all right.
Yeah, if I could get him like 280-ish, you know, somewhere in there, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I'm not over the moon on it.
But no, I'm not either.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think this will happen with a lot of these running backs. I think it'll be round 3. But I think right in there, I wouldn't mind it. So I would do that. We're going to come over here to me. Now, Ty, you'll be disappointed. This is a guy you really like. Pick 71, round 3. We got Jalen Wright going to the Arizona Cardinals. You know, I've always I didn't mind Wright. I just think he's more of a change of pace type of guy.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Going to the Cardinals, there could be an opportunity for him to maybe take this job. I know Muscles always says that James Conner's the player that never dies.
Yeah, he is.
But, I mean, at some point, that's going to have to change.
Right,
so this could be, you know, a decent little chance for Jalen Wright. I wouldn't mind taking him in the back end of the second at that point if I needed a running back. I'm not super, super high on it, but I would take late second, probably no higher. But how do you guys feel about Jalen Wright to the Cardinals?
I think you'd fall in the early third for me. If he's there, I would do it.
Right.
I think right around that point. Yeah, I'm like you. I think he's more of a change of pace guy. I think he would be a good yin to Connor's gang, honestly. Like, let Connor bounce, you know, hit between the tackles and bounce him up and let McMillan, or not McMillan, that's our next guy. Let Wright, you know, kind of go right between them.
Yep. How do you feel, Ty? I know you're high.
I've already said on the debate show there, I love this landing spot for him.
Yeah, I think it's a good spot.
If he can even somehow surpass James Conner, I mean, we all know James Conner's James Conner. He ain't nothing special. And he always has really nice fantasy seasons in Arizona. So if he can take that job, man, I really like Jalen Wright. And I think he can even get a lot of pass catching from Kyler, a lot of dump offs. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I do think this is one of his better landing spots. I would agree with that. We'll see what happens. I think a lot of these guys are going to go in third round, though. Yeah. Fourth round.
I would take him over Benson, too.
Would you?
Yeah, I would throw that in. I'd take him over Benson.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I couldn't quite do it, but I know you like them. So.
Yeah, if I had a big board, it'd be Drake May 1, June right
there. Yeah, the players you love.
Yeah. Like, what was that on? Happy Gilmore, and he has a lipstick, People to Kill, or
Billy Madison.
Yeah, Billy Madison. Yeah. Tie with his chalkboard, his lipstick. Except not People to Kill, People to Draft.
That's right.
People
to Draft. Yeah. That's right. The draft hit list.
Yeah.
We're going over here to Moss. Moss, we got pick 70, round 3, Jalen McMillan, the wide receiver from Washington, going to the New York Giants. Draft or pass? I mean, how do you feel? Would you take him late second, early third? Where do you feel comfortable?
See, this is tough because I feel like the Giants do this shit every year. You know what I mean?
This is a Giants pick.
It really is.
And I like McMillan. Don't get me wrong, but like instead of getting that elite talent,
exactly, they get these third, fourth rounders. And I mean, at third round, I guess you have to because I mean,
I wouldn't.
Because I mean, he's got a chance to be the number one.
he's probably better than anybody they have in there.
Exactly.
So. Definitely, because Wandale, Darius,
And knows him. He's cutting him off his head. But no, I would draft Jalen McMillan early third if he went to the Giants. Because like you said, he has a chance to really compete for targets.
Right.
No doubt, but you're right. This is the kind of player they'll take.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But we're going to come over here to tie round 3, pick 80. Jatavion Sanders, a tight end from Texas, landing with the Cincinnati Bengals here in round 3. How do you feel about it, Ty?
Again, to me, it'd be like a late third round pick. I mean, who's in front of him now? Gesicki's there now. Yeah. So, I don't know.
This is another like Cincinnati move.
Yeah. I wouldn't jump off the couch and start celebrating.
Yes.
I'd keep popping the nacho cheese root in my mouth and continue on. But nothing special. I mean, if I needed some tight end depth, third round for sure, especially if I'm rostering Gesicki, I would like it in the third round just because, I mean, we don't know who's going to get the job there if they're going to split time. But, anyone tied to Joe Burrow, I at least got slight interest in.
Yeah, he's – might be a bit overdrafted. That's the first thing that pops in my mind. Yep. Maybe he's not. I think he's just, it's okay. Like, I'm like you. I like the landing spot. The tape was okay.
Yeah.
Not so combine was not great. I mean, it actually underperformed a little bit at the combine.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. We're going to come on over here to me, and it's going to be a guy that we love, and it's going to be a landing spot that I think is going to be a little interesting. Boy, we got the Raiders. If there are any Raiders fans out there in Las Vegas right now, comment. Let us know how you feel about this because I want to see what you think. In round 3, pick 83, they take Marshawn Lloyd, the running back, to pair with Zamir White. I think this would be a nice pairing for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Kind of gives them something that they don't have right now. Better pass catcher, kind of change of pace, offsetting Zamir White. But I do love Marshawn Lloyd. He's no slouch between the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, if I had Zamir White and Marshawn Lloyd landed here in the third round, I'd be a little concerned.
Oh, I'd be worried. 100%. And this is what scares me, why I think Zamir is a big sell. He could survive, but I just feel like there's a good chance they bring somebody in. I think he's crushed if Lloyd lands here.
Yeah, and I would definitely draft Lloyd. Yeah. Back end second, high third, easily. I think you could get him in the third because he's someone else that don't get a lot of respect.
I think he'd be possibly right behind Trey Benson for me. Wherever I draft Benson, like Lloyd's going to follow close.
Yep.
At these landing spots.
I agree. We're all in on Lloyd then with the Raiders. I mean, at a certain point, I agree with that. Coming over here to you, Ann. Wiz, this one's for you. I know you're listening. Ann did this for you, and I think you'll like it. And here we go. Pick 93, Ray Davis, third round, going to the Baltimore Ravens. How do you feel about it?
You know, whoever the backup is behind Henry, I think holds value. I do. And it's no knock to Henry. I just don't know if they're going to run Henry like Tennessee did. I don't think they want to.
Tennessee almost didn't for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Tajay started to kind of come in.
Yeah.
This could be a sneaky spot, man. I think he would hold a lot of value here, and I think he would be, honestly, I think I'd bump him ahead of Lloyd, and I like Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Trey Benson become close, and Jalen Wright, I think, a big cluster there.
Yeah.
I just think no matter if they do this, if it's Keaton Mitchell, whoever it is behind Derrick Henry, is going to hold value.
Oh, 100%.
And I want that guy.
Could you imagine Ray Davis and Derrick Henry? Holy shit.
The new prince.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think it would be great.
Yeah. Like,
he reminds me. He gives me Ray Rice vibes.
Yeah, he does. He's got the
like
same
that low thing. Center of gravity. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
that
right.
Low center of gravity, always making the first guy miss.
So let's say we all would easily draft Ray Davis early third, late second if this happens.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Be a great fit.
Yeah.
We're going to hop on over here now to Moss. I'm going to pronounce this one like Jimmy Moss. We're almost to the end, but Ben Sinnott. Yeah, Ben Sinnott. going to the Kansas City Chiefs at pick 95, round 3. How do you feel about Sinnott to the Chiefs, Moss?
See, this is a guy I liked, but, I mean, going to the Chiefs, is he going to get overdrafted kind of like Sanders? I mean, I just feel like... I mean, are people going to take him with, like, the 2-2, 2-3?
Yeah, thinking
like,
he's Kelsey.
Oh, I feel like he would be, like a round earlier than what I'd feel comfortable taking him almost. So, I mean, I would draft him, but probably not where he's going to get drafted.
Yeah,
he's going to be overvalued.
I would, liked him, but.
I wouldn't mind if you get him, like, in the middle third, but I doubt that's going to happen.
No, I doubt it happens.
Although, Noah Gray, I feel like Noah Gray didn't, like, get overly hyped.
Right.
So I don't really.
It just seems like it's really coming to the end for like it's.
Well, that's
real.
True. That's true.
Real.
That is true.
No, Gray's not that good, Mom.
Yeah, but like I mean, like I said, I like Sinnott, but I don't feel like Sinnott's like a superstar either. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't either.
Yep. Yep. Well, we got one. Or we got a couple more left. We got just enough time. We'll try to fly through them here just to get them in. We'll come on over here to Ty. Ty, this is a player we really like. Round 4. Jacob Cohen going to the New England Patriots at pick 103. How do you feel about this? A player we like, but the landing spot might not be the best.
Yeah, I hate the landing spot, but at these spots, you're throwing darts at the dartboard. And if you like the guy coming out, really the landing spot don't matter too much. So, I mean, that at least to me, I mean, if you're getting in the mid-third, you know, somewhere in there, you're just kind of taking stabs. And like I said, if you like the guy, go after him. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
And I think you could easily get him mid to late third. I think that's great.
I think he probably makes it to the fourth round. And yeah. I think that's a good spot for fourth round.
Yep, and the player we like, that kind of makes me happy because he might slip down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's never a bad thing. So I think we'd all take Cohen there with New England, at least middle of the third round, high-end fourth for sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to come on over here to Ann next. Coming over here to me next, we got Braylon Allen, the running back, going to the Cincinnati Bengals here at pick 115, round 4. I don't love it. I mean, I'm just not a big Braylon Allen guy. I think this happens. He's going to get super hyped up because they don't have a lot of running back depth there right now. He's just going to be in a committee. He's a big bruising type guy. They already have Zach Moss, Chase Brown. So they'll have like three guys that can do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a backfield I see being a full-on committee at that point. I just wouldn't really want any part of it. How do you guys feel about him landing with Cincinnati here?
Yeah, I don't love it either. I mean, he's just... I could see Cincinnati making this move, though. Like, I don't know who I would want, honestly. I think they're all clustered around the same, and I feel like Braylon Allen's probably the best out of all of them, but, like, he's probably going to be a second-round pick at that point, and I'm just,
yeah, he's going to go way too high because people are going to think he's going to take that backfield over.
Yeah.
I see it being more of a committee if that happens.
Yeah,
you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, but we're going to come on over here now to end. And we got Spencer Rattler landing with Atlanta here in the fourth round. How do you feel about this one? I mean, Kirk Cousins is there now, but
I feel like it's just more of an insurance policy for Kirk.
Yeah,
like I think this has a good chance to happen. Honestly, kind of why I did it. Just I don't know how fantasy relevant unless Kirk goes down. I mean, he does get thrown in with some good weapons if he gets the opportunity.
Right.
So I think that's intriguing in the fourth round to me.
Well, that Jesse. Was it Jesse Moore? Who's that fan? That doctor, the fantasy doctor, Jesse Morris or whatever on Twitter?
It might be.
He said that the leg that Kirk Cousins throws Achilles on is his. I believe it's his drive leg.
Oh yeah.
So he said that it's that's kind of a scary, kind of a scary thing. He said Aaron Rodgers is his plant one, which isn't, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers' leg that he tore isn't, like, necessarily, like, a scary, but the one Kirk Cousins, he said that could have a long lasting, like, he might not have enough.
So maybe you, if you have Kirk Cousins, maybe this is a nice insurance policy if it is a fourth round.
Yeah, because he said that he might not be able to have as much zing on the ball.
Damn. So. They spent a lot of money to gamble that, so.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yep.
We're going to go over here to the next one here. It's going to be Moss. Moss, we're going to have, this one's for you. It's a Denver pick.
Uh-oh.
Round four, pick 121, Bucky Irving to the Denver Broncos. Oh. I know you like Bucky a little more than we do. How would you feel about this?
No, it's still Javonte's backfield.
Probably, yeah. I think it could even be McLaughlin.
Yeah, yeah.
I like McLaughlin.
This is the thing. If this happens, it'll be this year's Tank Bigsby.
Yeah.
He'll get way too overvalued. Yeah. People are going to still pick him high. I just don't like Bucky Irving. Don't like the tape. Round four, I do think this is logical, though. I think he goes either here or round five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do think that happens, but someone we're all passing on.
Yep.
Hop on over here to Ty. Ty, we got Audric Estime in the fourth round, pick 125, going to Tampa Bay. Uh-oh, is Rashad White's job safe?
Oh, completely safe. Estime, I mean, he's more of a guy, like, if you have Rashad White, you can draft him in the fourth round, just for, like, again, for an insurance policy, but other than that, I'm not interested.
Yeah. See, this is the kind of move that we said, if he goes there, I'm not worried about Rashad White. He's just going to be more of a bruising, you know, short yardage type guy. Mm-hmm. And they need a guy like that.
Yeah, so I think they do too.
I think it makes sense. And I'm not worried about Rashad White at all if that happens. But I'm like, Ty, unless I have White, I'm probably not drafting Estime. Mm. And you could get him probably later at that point.
Yeah.
So we're going to come over here to me. Now, this one I really love. Round four, pick 124. Malik Washington going to San Francisco.
Ooh.
Goodbye, Jawan Jennings.
I love it. If Brandon Ayuk moves, we know earlier that they got their hands on Ladd McConkey. Boy, this offense would really be getting some receivers in.
Oh, my.
And I think this is like the Detroit upgrade of running backs, where they got rid of Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift and brought in Gibbs and Montgomery for the receivers.
Wow. Right, I love this landing spot.
I better tread lightly with that because I am a big Ayuk fan.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I'm a big Ayuk fan too. But if this happens, you could easily get Malik Washington probably in the third round, and I'd easily draft him in the third round if he goes to San Francisco. I don't think since he's a fourth rounder, he'd go any higher than that. Mm-hmm. But you guys would all draft him there as well, third round, Malik Washington.
Yeah.
Yep, last player, and this one's for you. You did it again. Round four, pick 126, Luke McCaffrey going to the Green Bay Packers. And I'm smiling ear to ear because Jordan Love gets a McCaffrey and his team. How would you feel about this?
I think this is where it gets a little bit complicated because we have them obviously drafting, I gave him a receiver.
Jermaine Burton.
Yeah.
So, like, it could be, you know, it could be a cluster for a while who comes out. But I think this would be good for McCaffrey, like, maybe fifth round just to, like, let him sit and learn. Because he is a little bit raw yet. Right. I mean, he played at, what did he play? Like Rice, a really small school.
Yeah, Rice.
You know, it's shown, you know, really good capabilities and everything. So he's another player. Be patient. You know, let him just sit behind everybody and try to learn.
Yep, absolutely.
But I do like Luke McCaffrey. I think this is a nice offense for him.
Yeah, me too. Could be sneaky. I'd definitely take him in the third round if he lands here. I'd love it. But this is going to do it for this show, guys. This is the last show before the NFL draft. Had a lot of fun doing it, these hypothetical landing spots, talking about some of these guys. But we're going to find out tomorrow night. It's all going to happen. It ain't going to be hypothetical anymore. It's going to start being truth.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens there. As I mentioned before, guys, please check out the live show at the NFL draft. We're going to have a lot of great guests on. Me, Andy, and Mus are going to be covering round one. Me and Ty and Jimmy are going to be coming round two because Ty's work screwed him.
But he got screwed.
Yeah, he will be there for round two.
I got screwed harder than Bret Hart.
The Strattonville screw job.
Yeah, Brookville screw job.
But join us for that. We're going to be covering round one on Thursday night. Me, Andy, and Mus. Me, Ty, and Jimmy will be covering round two and three. And then a combination of us will be covering day three. When we finish it all up. So we're going to be live on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook.
Yep.
And we'll be sharing that. So join us. We have a lot of great guests coming on. Also, check us out on Twitter at DynastyDNA_. Follow us over on Spotify, Apple Pod, Stitcher, Google, Amazon. We're in all the big ones. The support's the greatest. The DNA Strand crew, you guys are the best. If you're really enjoying the content, please follow and 5-star. It means the world to us. And we're going to keep bringing you great shows every week. So make sure you check out everything going on to Dynasty DNA Podcasting Network on all them platforms. Again, follow us on Twitter at DynastyDNA_. We hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Enjoy the NFL draft. Hope to see you there. And we will see you all on the next episode of Dynasty DNA.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Dynasty DNA Fantasy Football Podcast. Become a part of the DNA Strand crew today over on Discord, and be sure to check out the website dynastydna.net for all important fantasy football information. And follow us on Twitter at DynastyDNA_.